Matt Mihara is with us, the CEO of the U.S. Water Alliance. Today is the 7th annual Imagine a Day Without Water. And, of course, she's here to tell us about why that's so important. Mammy, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Of course. So tell us about Imagine a Day Without Water, why it was started, and, you know, what it seeks to do.
Thank you for asking. Imagine a Day Without Water is the Value of Water campaign's annual education and advocacy event on the value of water. Our water systems are often out of sight, so we generally don't stop to acknowledge how important they are to our daily lives and what would happen if there was a day without water. So today is an opportunity for people across the country to share why water is essential to them, their business, and their community. And very importantly, this is a day where we ask everyone to learn where their water comes from and where their wastewater goes.
Why is it such a critical issue right now?
Well, to imagine a day without water places the focus on why water matters and that the systems that deliver it safely to and from homes are vital and deserving of investment. Water infrastructure is the lifeline of our communities. So advocating for an investment in water is advocating for our communities and a sustainable future for generations to come. And we are seeing that our water infrastructure is aging, and extreme weather events such as droughts, hurricanes, storms, flooding, and wildfires are happening more often and are intensifying. They're overwhelming our infrastructure in many places, and in some places threatening our very water supply. So investment in our systems, our water infrastructure systems to the 21st century, will build the resiliency of our communities necessary to manage the effects of climate change and other threats.
So what's being done at the different levels of government to address these concerns of the aging water infrastructure? Is this top of mind for our lawmakers right now?
We do feel that there is growing recognition that we must take action on water, and that policymakers are seeing aging infrastructure and contamination threats, such as high lead levels, threatening public health in many communities. Local leaders have been ringing alarm bells for quite a while in places like Jackson, Mississippi, Pittsburgh, and Newark, among many other communities. But it is very challenging to build the large infrastructure projects necessary using only a small local tax base or local water rates. So we really do need a federal partner that is willing to invest billions of dollars necessary to modernize the nation's water systems. Right now, our congressional leaders are considering a federal infrastructure bill. It would provide much needed financial support for localities. This is potentially a historic investment, but it's only one step in closing the investment gap between our water infrastructure needs and what we currently spend on them.
How do you encourage listeners to, think about Imagine a Day Without Water today? What should they do with the knowledge that this is Imagine a Day Without Water?
Thank you so much for asking that. I'd ask your listeners to take time to consider how important water is to your daily life and what would be different if there was no water service, and to use this day as an opportunity to learn about your water, to ask yourself, where does it come from? Where does it go after you use it? And are your local water utilities or providers facing challenges like aging systems, drought, flooding, pollution, and other problems? And then to start to engage in the solutions for those challenges. Advocacy is always going to be most effective in making sure that we can bridge this infrastructure gap in water.
I got you. Anywhere to go for more information?
Yes, thank you. For more information, listeners can go to our website, imagineadaywithoutwater.org, and that's all one word.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.